Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So I'm running a little late. I had to finish up with a client from another show.
Okay. All right, so looks like we have one caller here in the queue, and we might have some listeners going on, so please don't forget to check out HowlPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We also have a lot of great specials that are always going on over there, and you might just want to check them out from time to time. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller today. Lolita.
Yep, I got it. Area code 303-515. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Allison from Snowy, Colorado.
Snowstorm. How can we help you?
Big snowstorm today. I am in a situation concerning a group. And I have some conflicted, it's a conflicted situation for me. I have some conflicted emotions about either staying with this group or leaving the group. It is very conflicted, and I want to go into much more than that. And just would like to maybe let him out, you know, maybe see as I kind of process all of this, you know, if there's something, you know, sometimes it's just, nice to ask an outside party if they pick up anything that maybe I'm
so
not
you
seeing.
You just want to basically know what's best to do in this case, either to stick with the group or to leave the group, correct?
Well, again, it's conflicted. It's pros and cons either way. It's kind of a no-win situation in a sense, you know.
It's just about choosing what's the lesser of two evils.
What do you really want to know then? Like, what is? Are you trying to learn how to deal with it? If it's a pros and cons,
No. I think he's right. You know, just if it feels like it will be, you know, beneficial to work this through and stay in the group, or that it's not going to be resolvable, and I'm going to need to let it go.
Okay. And my feeling is the latter of the two. I feel it's time to let it go and to move forward. And that is, in my opinion, the lesser of the two evils right now. The mentality of the people within the group, while claiming to be somewhat, you know, open-minded, they seem to be very closed-minded to me. Okay. And I feel that it's time to leave that group and possibly either create another environment for yourself in which you're able to experience the interactions that this group was supposed to provide, okay? Or you find other avenues to go on. But this particular group, I do not feel, would be the best case scenario to stick it out.
I'm interested in what you say about the group in terms of the closed-mindedness of the members. I feel like that certainly applies to, you know, some percentage of the members, but I couldn't say that it's even half of them or even most of them. I mean, you're always going to get a few, you know, of quote-unquote bad apples in a group, you know, which does not necessarily mean that it's time to leave because of that.
No, not necessarily, hun. But what I'm trying to tell you here is I'm looking at the energy as a whole, and I'm just giving you one little thing about it to confirm for you what's going on and that I'm connected. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I'm feeling as a whole with the energy is that it is time to move on. There's a part of you that doesn't want to because it took you forever to be able to get to even this point. But you have so much bigger and brighter things to move on to that it's time to move on. And, yeah, it really is choosing the lesser of two evils here because, you have some downfalls on both sides, but we can't just walk that fence all the time either when we're faced with two evils. We have to go with one or the other, and then we try and change that once we're in it. We try and brighten that once we're in it by shining the light that we are within it. But in the end, you also have to remember law of manifestation. Even if we might be choosing the lesser of two evils now, we can always manifest a better option.
I'm gonna add on to that. Are you finished, Adam?
Yeah, go on.
In these types of situations, they don't just come up for some reason. It's bothering you. That's the reason why you're calling the show. Because if it didn't bother you, you're sitting telling Adam that, well, it's only a couple people that are feeding that way. Then, as a spiritual person, then you know that, there's a statement that Mahatma Gandhi used to always say, it's the perception that you change within your eyes, not the superficial eyes, but how you look behind your eyes. And so if you want to stay in this situation, you have to look at it in a different way. And you can win at this if you look at whatever you're going through in a positive facet and don't let it bother you, because it is bothering you. You're calling a show. So if you want to stay in the situation, and it appears like you want to stay in the situation, change it. Change your perception. It's okay. Like you said, there's bad apples. Well, guess what? There's bad apples everywhere in this world. But at the end of the day, you have to look at where they're at in their own journey. You know what I mean? They're saying things because, they're on their own path. We're in a different path. So if you want to stay in this group and you like the group, then change your perception. You can just put lots of love out there with them, and just change your thought patterns about it and just look at it on a brighter side. It doesn't matter. But if it's conflicting with you on that and you don't know how to do that, then, you got to go. And it's okay to go. I mean, at the end of the day, and you got to put it back on you, on your value. How much do you value your self-worth and what your dreams and aspirations are? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, no group should allow you to feel that way. But if if it gets to a point where you can't handle it, then that's fine. But just know that you're supposed to go through this. And you can change it your way and how you think about the whole situation. It doesn't have to be that way. So what you're going through, you need to congratulate and be appreciative of. And thank the universe that you are going through this, because it's supposed to make you learn something from this and see how you're going to deal with it. Because there may be something else that's going to come bigger in your life that you really want or you're going to have in your life, that you're also going to have to go through this. So, just change it. It's all good. Just change the way they're thinking. If it, I don't know the whole situation. All I can do is help you, perceive this in a better way at the end of the day. Don't look at it superficially on the eyes. Look at behind your eyes, and that's how you win. Don't dwell on what they're saying. If it's only 3 people out of 20, then those 3 people don't mean diddly squat.
That's a little more complicated than that, but, I get your point.
Okay. Well, right. And we're only giving you...
And I am doing that. I'm certainly contemplating this very... deeply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, for every obstacle, no matter how complicated or how simplistic it is, that comes into our lives, the simplest, answer is that we always, no matter how good or how bad, how simple or how complex, the answer is, it is always there to teach us a lesson in how to improve ourselves and how to become stronger.
That's all it is, a lesson.
And I can sit here and tell you I've been through a million obstacles, I've been through a million complications throughout life, but in the end, each one was a lesson plan.
Yeah.
life is a lesson plan. We are here to learn, but we are also here to have fun. And if you're not having fun, it's time to move forward.
Yeah, and also if you can't answer that question, if you want to talk to him privately, give him a call. I mean, if you want, like, how much is your 15 minutes, $5? Or 10 minutes, $5?
Yeah, we have a $5 right now for the 30 minutes.
Yeah. If you don't want to say it on air, then definitely call him and if it just help you, you know, make a better decision. Because right now we're just vaguely going into all this, you know. So call him, you know, directly and go through each scenario with him. And you can just, and then make your decision. Yes. At the end of the day, your intuition is telling you something because you're calling. You want someone to help you, guide you to a better answer. So right now your intuition is in doubt mode, which is not good. So feel confident about what you're going to do. Break down the scenarios, whatever you have to do. Break down each thing and break down, you know, whatever you have to do, whether pros and cons. Write it down. What are the pros and what are the cons? Whatever outweighs the most, you go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, and please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. For those of you that would like to call in today, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that number is 619-789-6807. When you call in, please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone in order to raise your hand and let us know that you want your question answered live on air. All right, and for those of you out there, we always have great specials on our website, so, yeah, don't forget to check that out. It doesn't look like we have too many here in the queue right now, so we're going to go ahead and play some music from the CD entitled Magic Moments. This is by the artist Zarina. All right. Well, it doesn't look like we've gotten any more callers for today, which is okay. For those of you out there, please tune in next time to Psychic Talk Radio. We're going to wish everyone a beautiful day, and namaste, love, and light. All right, everyone. Until next time.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.